Keenan, what do you think of the playoffs?
I actually just recently heard about it, and I think I think not everybody's going to really pay too much attention to it until it gets there, but, you know, I guess it's going to be fun, nice little change.
Not to get all complicated on you at the end of June, but I know that the Big Ten has at times talked about maybe giving you guys a full cost to tuition scholarship, maybe a little bit more money.
Yeah.
If the NCAA is going to draw in this much more money by having a 14 playoff through TV money, do you guys feel maybe, or is this something you don't think about, do you feel maybe, yeah, maybe a little bit should come our way?
I mean, I think every player would want a little bit more money, but, I mean, it's not a big deal. I think we got a lot more important things to think about. But, you know, we've talked about that in class. It's a very hot topic in class. So, I mean, it's fun to talk about. But besides that, I think all of us got other things to focus on.
How much wear and tear would a 14-game season be? Because it would be 12 regular and then 13 in the bowl and then 14 for the championship game.
Like
going to class.
It would be a little bit. It's a tough road. It always is. But I think once you're in football mode, it's kind of just like every week. You take it week by week and practice by practice. And I think everybody would be okay with it. But, I mean, it's definitely going to be tough and injuries will come around. But, I mean, it's just football. That's what it is. So.
Being the lead dog at wide receiver, supposedly. Seinfeld episode. What do you expect of this offense? How has that changed your routine, I guess, in the offseason?
Really, in the offseason, it's just working all the time. I think right now as a receiving crew and with the tight ends and the running backs and the quarterbacks, this is the most focused we've been. And we know that we got to, you know, work a little harder than what we have. And I think being a leader, being an old guy, that's what we really got to push. And me and Cavante, being the guys who played a lot, played the most, we're taking it in our hands to get everybody out there every day to catch a ball or to go work on footwork. But, I mean, it's a big thing to do and as a leader is just to talk to the young guys and get them so when they're old enough that they have to instill that on the younger guys.
Last year, you know, you had 50 catches. You were very productive. Marvin had 3,000 catches. Can you fill those shoes, or do you look to fill those shoes, or will his offense allow somebody to get 82 catches?
Nobody's going to beat Marvin. I mean, Marvin's going to be Marvin, but, you know, I'm really trying to fill my own shoes and, you know, build my own legacy, I guess. Just trying to really be the best that I can be, not focus on anything else and distractions, just what I can do to help this team and to be the best player I can be.
You've been getting a lot of quote-unquote love from in the preseason from various places.
Yeah.
How do you process that?
It's fun. I mean, it's fun, but it means nothing. I have to go out and work just as hard as I would without hearing it. And, you know, even probably a little harder, you know, so I can, you know, I guess just live up to it. But because if you don't, people will just bring you down. But who cares about that anyway? It's just going out and practicing. But I guess it's fun to hear. It's fun to, like, hear your friends, you know, talk about it. But I still got to focus on what I got to do.
The ankle up to full speed? I know that was something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Actually, like, the ankle was okay. Close to after season, like a few weeks after season, and then I had a hamstring problem during spring. But actually, everything's feeling good right now. I mean, the workouts are going fine.